Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my channel. Let's do the 19th nakshatra of Mula, which is the last of the Ketu ruled nakshatras in terms of I Ching and Jin keys. Yes, we finished 18 of them. If you want to go through them, Mula means the root, so it's anything to do with materialism, anything but materialism. This nakshatra, it begins the process from Mula onwards, right, going upward into Sagittarius and further. This falls squarely within Sagittarius, the ninth house. It begins the journey of dissolution of materials to find the truth. Okay, this is the beginning point. We finished Ashwini, we ended with Magha, sense of power from the ancestors, and now we go to the wisdom part. How does Mula do it though? It's very badass kind of nakshatra, yes? Let's see the energy, destruction of material obsessions, the power of influence. These people can be very influential. Influence of the mind. Grounded, going deep into structure of things in order to dissolve it, by the way. Internalizing research, they can be very good at this, fixated on things, yes, extreme rigidity about things, like I know this way and this way is the only way, everything else is bogus. It's the starting point of new beginnings. It's moving away from materialism, like I said. They can be artistic, they are more mental and more balanced. We are still in the sign of Jupiter, yes? So everything is mental. Constant ups and downs of life as the means of learning and experience. This is the theme of their life. So what is the life lesson of Mula, finally? That's what we are exploring in terms of I Ching and Jin keys. Digging deep to destroy the lies. Its symbol is a bunch of roots tied together like you see there. Digging deep to destroy lies in order to expose the truth. You may take this however you wish, not just in spiritual terms, but we have all got a number of lies we tell ourselves about our life. Mula Nakshatra, if it is dominant in your chart, it is telling you you must destroy the lies in that area of your life in order to expose the truth which will set you free. Only truth sets you free. Yes, we all know this. So that's the goal of Mula. How do we gain more insight into this? By the use of hexagrams and by the use of Jin keys. Let's just get into it. The first hexagram, hexagram number 59, 1, dispersion, signifies the concept of dispersion and dissolving of negativity. Mula Nakshatra can get very negative because of the kind of themes involved in this nakshatra. So first is dissolving and dispersion of that. In the context of Mula, it suggests exposing lies leads to dispersion of falsehoods. This hexagram advises actively dispelling illusions. That's the key word right there. Actively dispersing or dispelling illusions to reveal the truth. Hexagram 43, Guai, breakthrough. This symbolizes the potential for breakthroughs in overcoming obstacles. Aligning with Mula, It emphasizes need to break through deceptions in order to uncover the truth. These deceptions might be personal, it might be societal, it might be global. Whichever way, Mula will do this very strongly. This hexagram advises perseverance in seeking clarity. Please have patience. Hexagram 4, Meng, youthful folly, it has an advantage. Meng represents the concept of youthful folly and the need for learning from experiences. Learning is not in university degrees, folks. It's from life experiences. In the context of Mula, it suggests that uncovering lies requires willingness to learn from past mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. You and I both make mistakes, yes? Even I make mistakes, tons of them. This hexagram advises being open to new insights and perspectives. Hexagram 47, Kun, exhaustion, brings in the concept of the need for renewal. Renewal energy begins with the ninth house. Aligning with Mula Nakshatra in Sagittarius, it suggests exposing lies that can lead to a release of negative energy. First, there has to be a resolution and release of shadow, yes? This hexagram advises letting go of falsehoods to make way for renewal and truth. Hexagram 58, Dui, joyous lake. Dui represents the energy of joy and celebration. In the context of Mula, which has very less of it, revealing the truth will bring that joy, because its whole idea is to expose the truth. This hexagram advises embracing truth with a sense of joy and celebration. Ah, yes, I found the truth. Epiphanies, for example. Mula Nakshatra can make very good psychiatrists and psychologists because they like to expose the truth. Hexagram 20, Guan, contemplation. Guan symbolizes the concept of contemplation and need for careful observation. Here, it emphasizes the importance of thoughtful investigation in uncovering the truth. Thoughtful investigation being the key. It falls in the sign of Jupiter, Sagittarius, the ninth house, higher wisdom. Yes, put this all together in uncovering the truth. This hexagram advises taking the time. There's the key word. Take the time, have perseverance, to contemplate and analyze the situations deeply. Mula will need typically a lot of alone time to do this, not distractions of social media as an example. Let us now see the gene keys. Now the context of gene keys. Gene key number 5, the gift of timelessness. Timelessness involves transcending limitations, the limitation imposed by lies in our case with Mula Nakshatra. This gene key can guide individuals to see beyond the superficial appearances, there's the keyword, and explore the timeless truths that underlie the surface deceptions once again. What a fantastic statement for Mula Nakshatra. Gene key number 11, the gift of idealism. Idealism, in this case, involves holding high ideals and values. What does it mean for Mula? Pursuing the ideal truth, using it as a guiding light in their quest to expose falsehoods and reveal deeper truths. Again, this can be at a principle level, it can be in your personal life, it can be in your relationships, it can be anywhere. It depends where Mula Nakshatra is appearing, isn't it? That's what it will color. Gene key number 16. The gift of mastery. Mastery involves the disciplined and focused application, there's your keywords, of this energy. This gene key can support the theme by guiding Mula Nakshatra to master the skill set, folks, needed to uncover and confront the lies. There you go again. Ultimately revealing the truth. Gene key number 20, the gift of presence. Presence involves being fully engaged in the present moment. More easily said than done, isn't it? with the monkey mind we have. The gene key can assist individuals in being present to the complexities of truth and falsehood, because many times truth are woven with lies. That's where the trick comes for Mula Nakshatra to undo, allowing them to discern and navigate the nuances of their quest. How nice. Gene key number 24, the gift of silence. Silence involves the transformative power of quiet contemplation. There's your keyword. This gene key can guide individuals to seek inner silence as they delve into the depths of truth, allowing for deeper insights to emerge. Gene key number 37, the gift of equality. Equality in this context involves recognizing inherent worth in all beings and in all things. With Mula Nakshatra, it is guiding individuals to approach their quest for truth with a sense of equality, knowing that all things are inherently equal, doesn't matter what the lies are. Acknowledging the value of all perspectives, Gene Key number 47. The gift of transmutation involves the transformation of energy, changing from one form to the other. This Gene Key has to be used by transforming the energy of falsehoods into the energy of truth, using their discoveries to uplift and enlighten. Last, Gene Key number 59, the gift of intimacy. In this context, it means deep connection with oneself and the others. The invisible thread of intimacy we all have and what we use really silently. This key can guide Mula Nakshatra to develop an intimate understanding of truth, allowing them to share this understanding with others in a meaningful way. Beautiful, isn't it? Mula Nakshatra. Next, we go into the 20th Nakshatra of Purvashada. Meanwhile, take care, be safe, and I'll see you in the next episode.